Hey guys, this is Andrew again with Wings, and today I'm here to talk about driver bulletin number 2, which is all about communication. So we know that it's sometimes difficult to figure out how to communicate efficiently and effectively with riders or the driver support team. So I'm going to give you a few helpful hints on how to do that kind of in the best and most efficient way possible. Let's start with pre-ride communication with the passenger. The first thing you want to do is send a text message to the passenger within 2 hours of accepting the ride request. If that ride was booked for more than 24 hours out in advance, you're going to want to reconfirm via text message the day before pickup. And in case that ride request doesn't contain flight information, it'd be great if you could reach out to the passenger via email or text message to request this information. The email and phone number of the passenger can be found in the ride acceptance confirmation email that you receive. In the case of delays, if you realize that you might arrive after the scheduled pickup time, please reach out to the passenger as soon as possible to let them know that you will be late. If they do not want to wait, suggest that they take an alternative transportation method and to contact Wings customer support to request a refund. You're going to email drivers@wings.com and provide the ride number and an explanation as to why you were late. In the event of a rider no-show, okay. So if the rider does not show up, you're going to want to message the passenger, whether it's a text message, ideally a text message, it could be an email, but text them when you arrive at the pickup location and wait for 30 minutes until after the scheduled pickup time if it's an airport ride, and 15 minutes if it's a non-airport ride. If that passenger still doesn't show up after then, please try to call them and send another text message to follow up. And if you've waited that amount of time, text them, call them, still no show, you're going to email support@drivers@wings.com and include a description of your communication with the rider. Hopefully you'll send some screenshots with the text message, and then you can feel free to leave. Emergency ride transfers. If you need to transfer a ride due to a late or early flight arrival, car trouble, or other emergencies, please email us at transfer@wings.com to request a manual ride transfer. Please attach the following information that justifies the transfer. You're going to send a screenshot of the flight details on your tracking application. If your car is broken or if something comes, you know, across that is making the car unsafe, you're going to send a receipt of those repairs or any photos of what makes that car kind of immobile or not safe. And in the case of a flight delay or a change, you're going to actually include the new arrival time and the new flight information. We are actively monitoring for calls and emails regarding driver emergencies, so using that transfer@wings.com email address makes it easier to follow up and to transfer the ride quickly. So the best way to reach driver support is to email drivers@wings.com for your general inquiries. Please make sure to provide the ride number and the name in the email. This will help us find your ride details faster and provide a quicker response to you. And that about does it for this week's edition. As always, feel free to contact us if you would like to know any additional use cases or any other questions. Thanks so much. Have a great day, y'all.